The Wimbledon dream is over for Nick Kyrgios. The Canberra teenager has lost his quarterfinal match to big-serving Canadian Milos Raonic in four sets. Kyrgios stunned the tennis world yesterday when he defeated world number one Rafael Nadal. The murder of a Palestinian teenager has sparked violent clashes in East Jerusalem. Israeli police are investigating whether the death was a revenge attack for the kidnapping and murder of three Israeli teenagers in the West Bank. The United States has called for calm.
We call on the government of Israel and the Palestinian Authority to take all necessary steps to prevent an atmosphere of revenge and retribution.
Qantas is investigating how a drinking water pipe burst during a flight from Los Angeles to Melbourne. The plane was forced to turn back when water flooded part of the aisles. The airline says the leak didn't pose a safety risk. The family of a murdered Perth woman has launched landmark legal action over her death. Andrea Pickett was stabbed to death by her estranged husband 5 years ago. The family is suing the West Australian government and the police for negligence. The Victorian government says Anglicare was negligent in its treatment of vulnerable children at a facility where sexual and physical abuse were rife. The ABC has revealed children placed in the residential units had been violently and sexually abused by older children.